opening for Chris Thompson, who will be our feature, will be coming up after him. We have the delightful and amazing Don White. Please give Don.
Hello. Chris Thompson let me borrow her guitar, and as you can see, it's sort of Chris Thompson size right here. One, two. All right, I'm going to be performing Saturday in Taunton, Massachusetts, a place called Steve's Backstage Pass. If you know anyone who lives down there, send them on down. It's a good place. It's a place where you can have a few drinks and still see the concert in a reasonably civilized environment. All right, so I'm going to sing a song that I wrote a while back on one of my first excursions into realizing my own mortality. And so I'm thinking about this song because recently my doctor told me that I had to take the high blood pressure medicine. Because he wanted to put me on lisinopril, and I didn't know what it was. So I went to the internet, which is the place that you go when you want to learn everything that's not true about whatever you want to know. And there in the deepest, darkest, most distant realms of the internet, of the World Wide Web, lisinopril section of the internet, I learned from somebody that lisinopril was made from snake venom. When I thought to myself, when I was a younger man, the idea of taking a little snake venom on the weekend might have appealed to me. But now I'm not young anymore, and I don't want to take the snake venom, so I have to stop eating salty things. And so this is a song that I wrote the last time my mortality was threatened in my life. It's called "It's a Great Day to Not Be Dead." I was on the highway, I was cruising along, and I decided to put my seatbelt on. A minute later, baby, would you believe? A Big Mac truck crashed into me. I told the policeman that I was okay. He said, "Your seatbelt saved your life today." And the ambulance driver and the EMT, they started singing this song to me. They said, "It's a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop." You have to picture the EMTs like this. To not cave in your windshield with your head, cave in your windshield with your head. You are an ugly man, but if that occurred, believe me, you would be even uglier. And it's a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop. Oh, this could be good, I can feel it. Well, later that evening with my family, we were sitting on the couch and watching TV. There was a drive-by shooting on the 6 o'clock news. They fired 15 bullets at one poor dude. Hey, Tug, one on the finger, one on the shin. The other 13 bullets all missed him. So we called him up at the hospital and we sang to him over the telephone. We said, "Hey, it's a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop. To not have 15 bullets in your head. 50 bullets in your head. Oh, what wonderful luck you got. The guy that tried to kill you was a terrible shot. And it's a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop." The next news story on my TV set was that guy whose wife brought a knife to bed. Remember that guy? 1 hour later, as the story goes, a part of his anatomy was laying by the road. Well, my sassy wife looked over and she smiled at me. She started singing this song to me. She said, "Hey, it's a great day to not be dead." But to not have your wife bring a knife with her to bed. Shoo-be-doo-wop, chop, chop, whoa. That's not that funny. She said, "I yell and I scream, I complain a lot, but at least I haven't cut no body parts off. It is a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop." All right. I thought about my car crash and my close call, and I started getting sentimental. I said, "I love this house, I love you guys. I even love my rusty old car outside." And I said, "Even those crack houses across the street over there. Well, they still suck, but you get the idea. It's a great day to not be dead. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-wop, doo-wop. Feel your woman beside you in your bed. Feel your woman in your bed. We're here all alone, baby. I'm not dead and gone. let's play Twister with no clothes on. Cause it's a to not be there, should be throughout, throughout, throughout. Put your foot upon the spot that's red. Put your foot on the spot that's red. You know I'm so happy to be alive with you. Let's do all the things we always said that we would do. Cause it's a great day. It's a great day.
Okay, one more great big hand for Don White.